This is a little, I'm going to start calling this the Prophet's Corner Uncut. These are going to be words from the Lord, but the Lord just said, I want you to entitle it. He gave me that title a few weeks ago, and I wasn't sure what it was for. I've got a folder that says that, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. So anyway, this is February the 18th, 2018, and this is a word of the Lord that I received on Valentine's Day. It says, judgment has begun in my house first. Then it will take place in this country and the world. Truth and justice will be restored in my church first also. In other words, the truth and justice is going to start in the house of God first. Ministers are going to start speaking the truth. God is going to begin to reveal to ministers truth, things that's been hidden, to proclaim the truth. Yesterday, I was listening to some stuff, and I'm not going to get into it, but it was about the alien deception, the alien disclosure, and how our government has a plot to deceive the American people. And I know many years ago, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, if you want to know what's going on in the world, watch the movies, the trends of the movies. And the movies on aliens are so predominant in our culture, and they have been for a long time. And anyway, yesterday I was just listening to what the minister was saying and just writing some scriptures down and everything. And I said, Lord, you know I hate alien stuff. Years ago, anytime I'd watch alien stuff, I'd have nightmares. And I said, Lord, what is the deal with this alien stuff? He said, it's demonic. Don't watch it. And I really don't even want to study about it or look into it. That's just how I feel about it. I don't like it. I hate it. It's creepy. When I know why, it's devilish. It's demonic. And I said, Lord, I don't even want to go here. He said, yes, but you must tell others the truth. Many are deceived in this area. People, I'm telling you. There's no such thing as aliens. They're demons. They're demons. And there's people, they believe anything they see. And they're deceived. And in the last days, like I said, this deception is going to be great. I said, okay, Lord, I'll study whatever you want me to study. I'll follow you wherever you want me to follow to bring the truth to people. But I just heard that. I don't know if it was an angel or the Lord, but I just heard. But they need someone to tell them. You know it's not true. You know it's a fallacy. But many in the world don't know that. Even Christians. I remember one time we were watching Raiders of the Lost Ark, it was the second one, and it had the voodoo mess in it. Maybe it was the Holy Grail one, I don't know. It was one of those, and I remember we were watching the movie, and the kids were there on the floor, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you know that that's junk, but they don't. It just kind of marked me. I thought, oh my gosh. You know how many millions of dollars are spent in the movie theater to be deceived? I think it was Aunt John Evans, and he talked about it. The Satan's biggest playground is the movies. The movies. Okay. All right. Truth and justice will be restored in my church first also. I am setting the record straight. My church has been off track in many ways and have embraced the traditions of men and made my power null and void. I'm raising up many in this last hour that will correct and proclaim the truth, and Holy Ghost power will return. If the church is so deceived and we have just embraced the doctrines and traditions of men, the power of God will not flow in that. As this truth comes forth, it's going to be like a stage for the Holy Ghost to show up and to do His works. Truth and justice in my church, and then truth and justice throughout this land. I made my man to reign. I've given him the power to govern and control, not by the works of the flesh. Men's methods. I said you can have what you say. I said you can say to your mountains, be removed, and they will be. Most in the church and all in the world are coming up with methods to govern and control. It won't work. That's the works of the flesh. It doesn't work. Faith-filled words do. I said be, and it was. Speak to your body. Speak to your problems, and they will obey you. I said it would, and I do not lie. See here, this is coming back to, do we really trust him or not? Do we trust what the commercial says about the way we ought to be at this age? Or do we trust what the Word of God says? Do we trust all the ads in the newspapers and all the ads in the magazines and every commercial that comes across the screen is something detrimental to your health? Do we believe that? Most of the church does. We need to be confident in the fact that when we speak, it's like he speaks. We're speaking spirits. We have been made in the God class, Satan's angel class. I'm getting into next week. He is angel class. He got kicked out of heaven because he wanted to be like God. I will ascend to heaven. Go read it over there. This is Isaiah 14. I will, five times. I will, I will, I will. He is going to be in the sides of the north. He was going to sit in God's throne. He was going to be above the Most High. He was going to use his faith. What? How did he get that? He watched God. And he decided, I'm going to be like the Most High. In fact, I'm going to be above him. And that's why he hates you. And that's why he goes after your faith. Because you're a God class. You're a speaking spirit just like him. He's given you the same ability that he has to speak. Speak to your body. Speak to your circumstances. Speak to the things that you see that you don't like. Speak what you want. Isn't that what God did? He didn't look out there and see that planet out there or whatever it was and say, oh my God, son, what are we going to do about that? No. He said, light be. And it was. We need to quit acting so much like we don't trust. Like Jesus cursing the fig tree. He didn't go back the next day to see if it was cursed. It was Peter that actually noticed that it was dried up from the roots. Lord, look, look, Lord. He said, yeah, yeah. We're made in his exact image and likeness. Made to speak. That's why you have something to say about everything. And a lot of it's stuff that shouldn't be coming out of your mouth. But that's why we have something to say about everything, is God made us that way, to say something about everything. He wants us to create. He wants us to create his will. But most of the church today, they have no concept of this at all. None. It just made me more to the point where I need to quit letting words slip in about how inadequate I am or how much of a loser I am or whatever. Anything negative like that, that's from the pit. It's the devil trying to get you to speak the wrong words because he knows your faith works. That's why he comes to steal the word. He really can't do anything. He has never created anything. He's never going to create anything. He just tries to flip you up and trip you up to where you use your faith to get sick and use your faith to be broke and use your faith to have all kinds of negative circumstances. Your faith works and he knows it. And that's, he's just there to trip you up. Get your faith going in the other direction. It'll work whether it's on that end or this end. Whenever you talk that time about your job, no, I'm not going to get that job, I'm not qualified, blah, 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 and it happened just like you said. You didn't fret. You didn't spend hours in the Word. You didn't spend hours praying about it. You just spoke it and it happened. You rested in the fact that you were a loser and you weren't going to get that job. Isn't that the truth? The devil is after your words. He has no faith. He's angel class. It says even the angels long to look into this plan of salvation with men. They have no clue about salvation. One of the angels asked the Lord, who is man that you're mindful of him? They don't understand it. They're not men. But we are God class, made in his image to act just like him. So we best be acting like him. We best be using our words for what we desire. And not letting the devil steal our words to have something. I didn't ask for this. And the Lord said, yes, you did. You named it and you claimed it. I am purging my church of its methods, wrong teaching and wrong believing. You will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Quit just putting up with stuff. Rule and reign in my name and in your domain. If you don't know what to say, then ask me and I'll give you the mountain moving words. Stop looking for methods. Speak it. It's the kingdom way. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We're supposed to be enjoying this ride, folks, not looking around like we're in a funeral. Down and out. I'm telling you what. You don't know who you are. I told you this is uncut. Many in church have merchandised off my people with their methods. I'm cleaning out the temple. When I sweep it out, the truth will be left standing. Method, it's what a method is. A procedure or process for attaining an objective. A systematic plan. God helps those that help themselves is a lie from the pit. Truth and justice will shine through, and this latter-day church will be greater than the former. Well, some would say the Lord expects me to do my part, then he'll do his. Bull. He's already done his. Since when is he expecting you to do your part? He's just asking you to rest, believe and rest. Really, that's it. All things are possible to him who believes. When you believe something, where's the struggle in that? You just believe it. I've already done it all, and now I am seated and at rest, and you are seated with me. Just get to believing in my finished work and speaking as if it is so. Go. Be bossy. You are in charge. Daddy calls me bossy sometimes. You're being bossy today. Sorry, it's just in me. I've given you authority over everything that creeps upon the earth. When you say scat, they run. Believe and speak and scatter the enemy. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. I put you in charge. Then charge. Don't whine, moan around. Say, charge. Get that sword out. Make all the wrongs in your life right. That's what I did. Just act like me. As he is, so are we in this world. Rule. I like the Princess Diaries. It's two movies. They're so cute. One of this old guy, they were going to make her get married to be queen of Genovia. And they were going to, it was an old 300-year law. And so they have a speech and they have a vote, decide she's not going to have to get married to be the queen, and this old guy gets up and says, you rule. So I think about that. You rule. This ministry is based on Romans 5:17. Reign in lives as kings. Have you been living like kings? Lord, help me to rule well. Lord, I'm going to get up today. Help me to rule well today. More saying and less praying. Speak to the mountain, it will obey you. Most are looking at the mountain and saying, oh Lord, this mountain, please do something about this mountain. It won't move until you tell it to. Salah. Praise God. I think the Lord's saying something to us today. He wants us to rest. He wants us to rule. He wants us to be confident in who we are and step out in confidence. If you get a promotion at work or they tell you, okay, you have authority over this stuff, do you have any problem? You got to go read and pray 5 or 6 hours before you can go in there and say, okay, now you do this and you do that and you stop doing that and you start doing that. Do you have to? Do you even think about it? Right. Okay. All right, I have another word here. The title of this is called Cities of Refuge. Nope, this will be fine. Cities of Refuge. Not all nations will come under Antichrist rule. There will be resistance. I was thinking about the movie Star Wars as this was unfolding to me, the whole saga of Star Wars. It was all about the evil Darth Vader and whatever they're called, and the resistance, the other side that's always coming against the dark side, you know, the light side, which I know that's not Christian, but the scenario was the same. It's like, there will be, not all will come under his dark rule. There will be those that resist. Okay. Just as I have prepared a place of protection for my chosen people, the apple of my eye, Israel, so will I provide a place of refuge for my bride, the church. There will be nations of refuge, cities of refuge for people to come to if they are able. It will be dangerous days, for the beast system will seek to crush the rebellion. The resistance, the blood-bought. It will be a spiritual battle as well as a natural one. Even amidst all their turmoil, I am your refuge and many will flee to me. I sense a lot of wars. It's just as I was thinking that I just sensed just lots of wars. Just simply because of the resistance. Because you're looking at right now, there's three countries that won't succumb to the Antichrist over in the Middle East. Amman, Jordan is one of them. There's two others. Israel won't succumb. They will not be overrun until the Battle of Armageddon, when half of Jerusalem will fall before Jesus comes and rescues. But I believe there's going to be, from what the Lord's saying here, there will be cities and other nations of refuge for people to come to. Okay. Let me pick up my place. It will be dangerous days, for the beast system will seek to crush the rebellion, the resistance, the blood-bought. It will be a spiritual battle as well as a natural one. Even amidst all this turmoil, I am your refuge, and many will flee to me. I sense lots of wars, or maybe skirmishes is more appropriate. Some will have never even realized the days we are in. Now, this is what got me. He said, some will not even realize the days we are in. That's how it's going to be subtle. It's been subtle all along because it's been going on for a long time. But that's how Satan works. Some will never realize the days we are in. Life will go on, as in the days of Noah, getting married, etc. It will be subtle. And then I wrote on the side here, it will be subtle, not shock and awe. Those looking for the shock and awe will miss it. It's been working for a long time behind the scenes, all right? It will be subtle in many ways. Those who follow me and know my voice will know. It will be like it is now, but will continue to intensify, but it will be like the frog in the kettle. You know the scenario about you put a frog in a cold deal of water and you slowly turn up the heat, he'll burn to death. But if you drop him in hot water, he'll jump out, okay? This is why many will be deceived and never even know what hit them. Be brave to speak my words as I lead you, so as many as possible will be made aware so they won't perish. It's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is what subtle means. It means elusive, obscure, cunning, crafty. And what I brought up about the alien thing, you know, it may seem silly, but it's really not silly. It's things that Satan has subtly been working on for years and years and years, and evil men in league with him. When Admiral Byrd went over there on that Antarctic expedition, and it was a failure, and came back, they came back with stories about they went into Middle Earth, and there were all these flying saucers and all these aliens, and he was escorted in to this place, and this tall alien with blonde hair, and I mean, it was just the most, I thought, most made up crock of crap I have ever heard in my life. I'm thinking, they're covering stuff up. They're gauging the public to all of this. The Vatican, I didn't bring the stuff up here today. I've been doing a study on the Vatican. They have an observatory in Arizona. I forget the mountain. And they have this huge telescope. They're looking for aliens, and it's called Lucifer is the name of it. And they are very much into it. They are embracing it. Well, what they don't understand is they're talking to demons. The Aleister Crowley, back in the 1800s, formed the Satanic Church, wrote the Satanic Bible. He was real, real bad. He had an alien encounter. The alien's name was Lamb, L-A-M, and it had the big melon head and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, I remember coming up through the 60s and 70s, all this junk about alien encounters, people seeing all these aliens and them taking them in the spaceship and all of this stuff. This is nothing more but than satanic encounters with demon spirits. But you know what? There's people that believe they're real. And they have gauged the public to embrace this kind of thing. In fact, I even read an article where it says the Pope believes that the next savior of the world will be an alien. Well, I guess, you know, if you've been trained by Hollywood and trained by all this deception, that if something like that showed up, you know, in the days of Noah, it says that there were the sons of God mated with earth women. These are actual entities that came into the earth and had sexual relations with women, and the giants were born, the Nephilims were born, a race that would not resurrect. What does that sound like to you? You can go read Zechariah 5. It talks about a scroll flying through the air. It's very interesting. It sounds like a UFO. I'm thinking, this isn't the Bible. Zechariah is a very amazing book. It's got a lot about the end times. But I'm thinking, Lord, there's not anything that they're doing that you don't know about. My thing is, Lord, how can we pray against this and stop this if they're plotting to try to stage something to look like it's something that it really isn't, you know? But that's what I mean. The deception in this last days is going to be like we have never seen before. It's like all of Hollywood is actually becoming reality. It reminds me of the movie with Mel Gibson, the conspiracy thing, and nobody believes him, and he believes all this stuff bad is going on, and they just make fun of him. Well, he was right. I said, Lord, it's like the movies are becoming the real deal. That's what Satan wants to do. He's got people so UFO out there minded. I'm thinking, they'll just switch allegiance. Well, you know, God didn't create. It was us. We're your father. I mean, what happened if some melonhead walked up to you? What would you do? You better be saying, is Jesus Christ come in the flesh? But evidently, in the book of Noah, these things came in some type of human form into this earth. Says there are going to be signs in the heaven. Zechariah 5 kind of talks about that. And you think, well, you know, it's all a fabrication. But if you're used to believing in fantasy, I know back in the 90s the Lord said to me, virtual reality will become the reality for a lot of people. They will live in virtual world. And they've been hypnotized by movies, the evil workings of men's minds, the devil's playground. Does it sound all far out and weird? It is kind of weird. And I'm thinking, Lord, that's when the Lord said to me, I've got to have some preachers that will proclaim the truth, because we've had too much of this. Oh, God loves you today. I just won't hear anything about me that's not good. And I'm just not going to be corrected about nothing. My Father loves me, don't matter what I do. You know, we've just been candy-coated. We're not used to hearing the truth and being corrected. They've made it look like if you're a minister that corrects people, you're wrong. You couldn't be hearing from God. Don't let anybody ever tell you anything bad about yourself. Well, you know what? We're here for the Lord to correct us. We want to be everything He wants us to be. And I, you know, take that in context of what I mean. He is our Father and He corrects us so that we will come up to His standard and be transformed into His image and have the glory working through us like He wants us to. That's why He corrects us. He loves us and He doesn't condemn us. But we have so many, it's like they've attained so much knowledge, they just want to hear what they hear, the itching ears, to tell you what you want to hear, what feels good to me. We live in a society that, don't you dare say anything about me, or I'll be offended and I'll take you to court, or, you know, that's a society we live in. And to have someone to stand up and really say the truth, that's why they hate Donald Trump. He punches, he leaves nothing unturned. He just lets her rip. And he offends a lot of people. But it's a good offense. It's what's needed, because we've fallen asleep. The church has fallen asleep. Anyway, subtle, elusive, obscure, cunning, and crafty. Can't you see it? Jackie and I were talking about, she was watching Dennis the Menace, old Black and Whites, and here Mr. Wilson was trying to show Dennis how to work a voodoo doll. And we're talking, what, you said 50s probably?
Black
or
and white, yeah.
Black and white? This is on.
Yeah.
Yeah. How Satan has gotten in and just tried to corrupt everything. Well, it says in the days of Noah, it'll be like that in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. If the Nephilim showed up in that, I'm sure we're going to see something like that. They're already talking about enhanced humans, artificial intelligence, all this stuff, trying to make a superior human, one that will not need God, will have eternity without God. You know what I'm saying? It's just nothing more than Satan trying to exalt himself above God and make himself better than God, and he'll do it better than God because he's mad because he didn't get to use his faith. He wanted faith, and he didn't get it because he was an angel. He's not a man. That's what he's all mad about. And if God says, I put my name 32 times in Jerusalem, well, bless God, I'm going to stand up in the temple and exalt myself as God. That's the big deal about Jerusalem. If God says it's mine, the devil says, well, I want it. If it's God's, I've got to have it, and I'm going to best it. Boy, we're living in serious times. Satan's after our minds. So we don't need to be wasting our time over our petty little things. We just need to receive, rest, speak, and go on to more serious matters, like a whole world that's dying and going to hell because they are deceived. Maybe sometime the Lord will let me teach that about the information I've been studying about they call it the alien disclosure. What they think that they plan to do is they're just going to stage something. You know, I've been talking to you about if somebody landed a spaceship out here in this field and aliens got off, I'm telling you, a lot of people would believe it. Take me to your leader, you know. Well, we've been gauged and propagandized our whole life for this kind of stuff. But then they could stage some big thing to make it look like, you know, these aliens have come from another planet. And I know you don't really want to hear this, but if they knew the truth, if they knew that we actually live in a contained system where nothing's coming in, nothing's going out, they'd know there's no way there'd be aliens. See, there's the deception. So that's a deception. Well, there is a dome, there is a firmament, and there's nothing getting through that. And there are no aliens. They're demon spirits. We're going to have to be on our game. The truth. We need to not shy back from the truth. I know. I always thought the only thing I'll probably ever teach is faith. I've really gotten an awakening. And the Lord said, well, you know, if you're going to preach for me, you're going to have to preach what I tell you to preach or teach what I tell you to teach, whether you like it or not, or if it sits well. We just have to be open, not outside the Bible open, but open to the movement of the Spirit. Because the Lord wants all. You said it right here. That's why there's going to be cities of refuge. He wants all to come in. He don't want any to be lost. But the good news is, we win. The Satan doesn't. He's fixing to see the bottom of a pit. Not very long. He's going to see the bottom of a pit. Then he's going into the lake of fire for eternity. So that's the good news. Okay.